It's sometimes said there are no second acts in politics. Not so, though, for political yard signs, which can be recycled. Denver, for instance, has set up a few drop-off sites, which will be open through November 20th. You see, the city doesn't want you putting yard signs straight into its recycling bins, says Charlotte Pitt of Denver Public Works.
It tends to cause problems with the recycling sorting process. We're really set up to handle cans, bottles, paper, those sort of items. So the metal legs are large and will puncture some of the sorting lines, some of the conveyor belts, and the plastic bag coverings from the yard signs can be problematic.
The plastic bag coverings?
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen, a lot of the yard signs have, this year they've moved away from that sort of hard corrugated plastic to a more plastic bag-like slip-over.
What are things further down the line that political signs might become?
Sure. I don't have the specifics on the market they'll use, but in general, the scrap metal is very recyclable, so the metal legs will be turned into new metal products. And then typically we see plastic bags quite often turned into plastic lumber products, such as decking material, or even potentially new plastic bags.
Charlotte Pitt of Denver Public Works. At CPR.org, there's a link to these yard sign drop-off sites. I'm Ryan Warner, and that's Colorado Matters for today from Colorado Public Radio.